prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 7 December 2020. I wasn't around when this happened, but I'm sure most of y'all know this is Pearl Harbor Day. Happened on December 7, 1941. Japan attacked Pearl Harbor with full knowledge given to our president. And he's the one that caused a letter actually let it happen. But that's a whole different story. That's not our topic tonight. We're bringing up a very interesting guest tonight. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. Before I do that, though, next Tuesday, it'll be the 15th, I think it is, yes. We're going to have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez on from BioCare Hospital. The reason I tell you that a week in advance is so you can have your questions together. Anything to do with your health, your family's health, or a friend's health. Dr. Rodriguez, in my mind, is the number one best available on natural ways to cure the body. Folks, he's been doing this for 40 years. And I've met the man personally, a good-hearted, soft individual to talk to, very caring individual. But next Tuesday, we'll have Dr. Rodriguez on to take your health questions, your concerns. Please remember that. Write them down so he can tell you, maybe he can help you with some things in your life, okay? So please write that down. And don't forget, if you listen tonight on shortwave on 6115, you're listening because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paying for the airtime. And believe me, folks, money's getting very tight on airtime. It truly is. I'm going to make some decisions here pretty soon. As a matter of fact, I would like everyone out there tonight that's listening, when you write to us, please tell us how you listen. Shortwave, AM/FM station, where they are. We're going to make some decisions probably no later than in February. What we're going to do to cut some airtime, okay? The funds just not coming in. But if you would write to us and tell us how you listen, please. Tell us they listen on short, like I said, or wherever you may be listening at, up in Washington State or down in Florida, where it may be. Just tell us how you listen so we'll know that you're out there and we're trying to make a decision, to make the right decision. So please do it for us if you don't mind. And some really sad news tonight. I found out this past Thursday that a dear brother of mine, I've known for a lot of years, Pastor John Lewis out of Indiana, passed away last Monday of cancer. He had a lung cancer caused by asbestos. He suffered with for quite a while. But I talked to his wife, Betty, what a sweetheart. So he died peaceably in his sleep in his lounge chair, and the whole family got to be with him that night before. So Pastor John Lewis has been home with the Lord. He preached about him for years, took a stand for the truth. He's a warrior that we really couldn't afford to lose. But our Father knows best. And thank God he's obviously suffering. So keep Betty and family in prayers, please, if you don't mind. It's very, very important you do that. Don't forget, we're offering now the 2-for-1 special on REM sleep and Tranquil. You can buy 2 REM sleep or 2 Tranquil, one of each, for $28.95. Folks, that's almost the price of one bottle. I mean, this is really a good deal. And we did get some REM sleep in Thursday, believe it or not. I ordered some more. I hope we'll be back in sometime this week. But we have REM sleep and Tranquil both in stock. And my friends, I promise you that you'll be tickled pink with REM sleep for sure. I've used it many, many times. It's a natural supplement that doesn't make you sleep. It lets you sleep. And it does work. Both bottles, regular price $25.95. Both bottles for $28.95. They include shipping. If you call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, the special goes on through the end of the month until next year. Don't wait. This month will be gone before you know it, and you know it will be. It always is. We're offering the 23-page documents on vaccines and how they're worse than actually what people thought they were. And Dr. Judy Mikovits is one of the ones who covers this information. Also, we're going to conclude on that, something I didn't have in just my possession just the other day, about a 6 or 8 page report on a litigation about the coronavirus shutdown, what it's doing. And this is in Germany, by the way, but this is the same truth here. What it's done to the nation of people, folks. And I know Biden said if he gets in office, he wants to shut down our country for 4 to 6 weeks. They think that is what they said. This would help the economy to shut down all businesses for 4 to 6 weeks. Doesn't that make perfect sense to you? Well, it does to him, obviously. So, anyway, all this available, 23 pages plus the rest of the one just mentioned, about 35 pages altogether in that area. 35 pages for just $5. Just pay for postage and handling because these are important for you to have to show your friends and family. Vitally important, folks. And go to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Look under Health News or Mark of the Beast. Look, the report is 2 minutes long on what's in the vaccine of Pfizer. Look at it. Don't take my word for it. Look at it and see. Please, please consider what's in that before you make a move in that direction. Please, okay? It's very important. And we're going to offer a little booklet that we have now available. I think it's $7. It's Christmas Christian. If you want to see the truth, order. If you don't get it, please, because it'll just ruin your life if you don't see the truth. It's Christmas Christian, and no, it's not. But it's available to you if you want it. Just call and ask us, tell us that you want it. Use a credit card, debit card, whatever you want to do, or just write to us and send us a cash check, whatever you want to do, folks. We want you to have it for your own learning. Now, our guest tonight, a gentleman I just got to speak to for the first time a few days ago, his name is Cam Edwards, and he is with a group called the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Now, as you know, folks, I've been a supporter of Gun Owners America for a lot of years. I mean, really, they are one of the best out there, period. That's why I haven't supported the NRA for a long time. I got to looking at this at the website for Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I'm very impressed with what they're trying to do also. Now, I'm not a Trumpeteer, as you all know. And you all know that President Donald Trump is the one who put the little bug in the ears of the states to do the red flag laws. And his daughters have been going around all over the country, state, promoting the red flag law. So Trump is not really pro-gun, but compared to Biden, I say he's going to be an angel. And it looks like Biden's probably going to be the one who's going to step in the office. And then, of course, Kamala Harris will be the president. Obviously, that's going to happen. But this group, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, are in the process of fighting back in the courts in Maryland right now, suing the state of Maryland, for what they're trying to do to disarm the people of Maryland. Folks, Maryland is a communist state through and through. My gosh, it's terrible there. Unbelievably bad there. It's almost like being in D.C. But Cam Edwards, are you there?
Yes, Pastor Butch. How are you, sir?
I am doing fine, sir. It's good to have you. Thanks for taking time on your busy schedule to join us tonight. I know it's past quitting time. It's 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. I know that on the East Coast, everybody's trying to get home and get in where it's warm and relax. Or if you're down in Florida, they're probably sitting on the back deck enjoying the warm weather. But anyway, wherever you are, folks, I'm glad you're there tonight. We're going to talk to Cam Edwards about a few things. But, Cam, before we get into what you're all trying to do and what you're trying to help do to preserve what's left of our country, tell me a little bit about Cam Edwards. Who are you? Where'd you come from? What do you do? Just give us an idea who Cam is.
You bet. Well, I grew up in Oklahoma. Was born in Massachusetts, but my family moved to Oklahoma when I was about 2 years old. So I grew up in Oklahoma City. Did not really grow up in a gun-owning household. We weren't anti-gun, but I had a single mom, and guns just really weren't a thing. Got into television and quickly realized that I had a face for radio, so I switched over to radio when I was about 23 or 24 years old, and was a radio reporter, was a news anchor, an investigative reporter, and one day when I was about 25 or 26, my program director said, hey, you have any interest in doing a talk show? We've got a one-hour hole on Sunday afternoon, and I'll let you have it for free. And I thought that was a great deal at the time. Wow, I get to do a talk show, and I don't even have to pay for it. So I jumped at the chance and really, really enjoyed talk radio. So I sort of made the transition from reporting over to doing my own talk radio show. And then in 2004, I was hired by NRA News to do a three-hour-a-day radio show called Cam & Company that focused on Second Amendment news and issues. And I've been covering the Second Amendment on a daily basis ever since. Now, when I took that job, I had to move from Oklahoma City to the suburbs of Washington, D.C. And I can tell you, Pastor, I feel the same way about D.C. as you do, having lived not far from there for 8 years. So we did 8 years, and then my wife and I said, we got to get the heck out of there. So we started looking for a new place. And we found a beautiful small farm about 3 hours south of D.C. outside of a little town called Farmville, Virginia. So we moved there with, at that point, four of our five kids. Our oldest had already moved out of the house. But we moved down here about 8 years ago, and we absolutely love it. We're able to shoot on our property. We're able to hunt on our property. Don't have a homeowners association to worry about anymore. We've got great neighbors who we absolutely love and adore. And it has just been a wonderful blessing for us to have been able to escape the D.C. suburbs and get back to what I consider to be real America.
Normal life. You know, I grew up in the hills of West Virginia, except for the time I was in the military, 67, 71, back and forth all the country in different places, in Nam, Thailand, Laos, Crete, Greece, all the place. I grew up in the mountains of West Virginia, and I never considered, it wasn't even thought of, that one day there'd be attack on guns like there are now. I mean, we used to actually carry a gun to school. During deer season, I would take a gun with me to school on the school bus to high school, leave on the bus all day long. After school, we'd change clothes, and my friend and I would go hunting on the way when we got home. But that wasn't even thought of as being anything wrong. Matter of fact, they had shooting classes in school back then. And when I was in the fourth grade, a guy named Steve Slanninger bought his dad's M1 Garand from World War II and showed it a show and tell, and the gun was bigger than he was. These are things that have changed in my lifetime, Cam, and I'm not 150 years old. It's changed so much. We take for granted the idea. I live down the holler, if you know what a holler is, here in West Virginia. I've been blessed to live on a little bit of property here, and I've killed deer on my land this year, and I'd like to just ride down through on my side-by-side and with friends or family, but sometimes, like I said, I'm bringing deer out. I raise a couple head of beef, and I enjoy that. And guns have something been a way of life for me all my life. I mean, I've had so many, I start giving some to my sons now because I don't need them any longer. I'm 72 years old, but I still like to shoot. So, you know, with us, it wasn't a question, do you have a gun? I mean, having a gun where I grew up is like, do you have a wristwatch or do you have a pair of shoes? I mean, everybody did. That's just the way it was. But it's changed. It's changed. And in places like Maryland, D.C., Detroit, New York City, oh my gosh, the most wicked cities in the world, and gun control is rampant, proving that gun control doesn't work. So tell us a little bit about what you do with the Citizens Committee for the Right to Bear Arms and what they do.
Well, I am a newly elected board member to the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I was just appointed a couple of months ago. And I've been doing a lot of this, actually, talking to folks around the country and getting the word out about what the committee does. The committee for the Citizens Committee is the sister organization to the Second Amendment Foundation, which many folks may have heard of, founded by Alan Gottlieb. The organization is based in Bellevue, Washington. and is one of the preeminent Second Amendment movements in the country. They do a fantastic job bringing litigation to, you know, federal courts all across the country, challenging gun control laws, like the one you talk about in Maryland. This particular case is a challenge to Maryland's concealed carry laws, which are actually even worse than Washington, D.C.'s, believe it or not.
Explain to us how it's worse. How's it worse?
Sure. Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. In Washington, D.C., if you meet the requirements, you pass a background check, you undergo the, I think, incredibly onerous amount of training that's required, then you get your concealed carry license. They make it hard by upping the training standards, and there's no place to actually get the training in Washington, D.C. itself because there are no ranges open to the public. So you've got to go to Virginia or Maryland to get your training. They throw up barriers in that way. But in Maryland, you can be denied, and you will be denied, a concealed carry license unless you are able to demonstrate what they refer to as a justifiable need to carry a firearm. And what that means is that the right to bear arms is now all of a sudden a privilege that the average resident in Maryland simply cannot have the legal right to carry because it won't be recognized by the state. You have to show that there's some sort of specific and ongoing threat against your life, that you have a job that places you above the average citizen in terms of, you know, the money that you might carry, or you know, carrying jewels around. If you are a former law enforcement officer, you can probably get your concealed carry license through the OSHA. If you're a former judge, you can probably get your concealed carry license. If you're a former public official, you can probably get your concealed carry license. But the average resident in the state of Maryland cannot obtain a concealed carry license. And you look at neighboring states, Pennsylvania has more than, well, they're right at about a million concealed carry holders. Virginia, I believe we are around 600,000 to 700,000. It's hard to tell because the numbers are going up so much. And then, of course, West Virginia is a constitutional carry state where if you can legally own a gun, you can legally carry it, no permit required. And take a look at the crime rate in West Virginia compared to Maryland, by the way. It is a lot lower in West Virginia than it is in the state of Maryland. So we believe that this is unconstitutional, that if you've got the right to keep, then you've got the right to bear. It's right there in the Second Amendment. And if the average resident of Maryland cannot carry a firearm in self-defense, then that right is not being regulated. It is being infringed upon. And that's what this lawsuit's all about.
Well, you know, you made a statement right here, the right is regulated. Rights cannot be regulated. Rights, I mean, the right is a right is a right. And I even take it further than that, because I don't believe, and I say this with all respect, I mean, I understand what we're saying. God doesn't give rights. He gives duties. He told me in the book, in scriptures, that my duty is to defend my family. But what do I mean necessary? And that means I sometimes have to arm myself. Numbers chapter 1, where the founders got the idea of militia, talked about that. Nehemiah chapter 4, Luke 22:36, Christ told disciples, if you don't have a sword, you sell your coat and buy a sword. And that wasn't for slicing cheese and cleaning your toenails. That was for self-defense. So we have a duty to defend ourselves and our family. And when the government infringes upon my duty to protect my wife, or my children, they're all growing now, but I mean, if they were home, that is something that we cannot allow as men. Real men don't allow that kind of thing. They just don't tolerate it. Brother, y'all doing a great job speaking up and pushing back. We got to push back. We just can't keep thinking, well, it's going to get better with the next administration. Obviously, it's not going to. It hasn't for a long time. So y'all are in the right move here. So you're suing the state of Maryland to get the people somewhere back within reason to be able to defend themselves, although it's a God-given duty more than a right. So what are you facing, and what are the chances of winning?
Well, so what we're facing is the state of Maryland in opposition to us. They claim that, in essence, they claim that there is no right to bear arms, or that is a right that is subservient to the whims of the state and their desire for public safety.
Now, isn't that an oxymoron? That's an oxymoron, right?
Of course, because especially, Pastor, but look, the Supreme Court's already actually said that police have no obligation to protect us as individuals.
That's right. That's right.
You know, there was a case called Castle Rock versus Gonzalez. It came out, I think, about 10 years ago. You can go look it up. There was a woman who had taken out a restraining order against her her ex. He violated that restraining order. She told police. They did nothing about it. He came back. He ended up, it was an awful story. He ended up killing her two kids. And she sued the police department saying, listen, I told you this guy was violating the restraining order. And the police said, well, look, you know, our obligation is to protect the community, but not necessarily to protect you as an individual. Supreme Court upheld the police department's argument. So, no, it is up to us. You are absolutely correct. It is up to us as individuals to protect ourselves and the people that we love. The good news. Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Please go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that the good news is that I believe that we've got a really good chance on this issue when it gets to the Supreme Court. I'm not a trumpeteer either. I believe we elect a politician to do a job, and we got to look at him fairly. But one of the things that I think Trump has been most successful at, I think probably his strongest legacy, has got to be the judges that he appointed, more than 200 all across the federal bench. And Justice Amy Coney Barrett being on the Supreme Court, that gives Second Amendment supporters, I think, a solid majority on the court. And I think the first thing we're going to see is the court's going to start taking more Second Amendment cases, but they're going to start delivering rulings that recognize the fundamental nature of our right to keep and bear arms.
Well, I hope you're right, because Robert sure has been disappointed in a lot of ways already. I know that.
Yeah.
I hope you're right on that. Robert is turned out to be not the man everybody thought he was. I won't get into that, but that's not the point right now. But yeah, I hope you're right. I truly do. But, you know, I was going to make a statement. I forgot what I was going to make. Now, I've set my mind already. But now, so you really think you have a good chance getting this before the Supreme Court, and your case is arguing the fact that they're infringing upon people's ability to defend themselves?
Correct. And it's also important to note that there are a lot of cases in the pipeline, Pastor. This probably will not be the first case dealing with the right to carry that the court will have the opportunity to hear. There's a case right now out of the Ninth Circuit, so this is West Coast. It's actually a challenge to a Hawaii gun control law. So the Ninth Circuit has already said, and I apologize if I'm getting into the legal weeds, just tell me to shut up and I'll move on. But the Ninth Circuit has said, well, look, you don't have the right to carry a concealed firearm. But then they didn't say anything about the right to openly carry a firearm. So in Hawaii, you've got to get a license to openly carry a firearm. And they've never given out a license to anybody other than a security guard. So a guy named George Young said, all right, well, I'm going to try to get an open carry license. And he applied, and he was rejected, and he sued. And his argument is, all right, well, we don't have a right to carry a concealed firearm, but the Second Amendment clearly says we've got the right to bear arms, so that must mean that I've got the right to openly carry a gun. And a U.S. trial court judge agreed with him, and then a three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit agreed with him, and then the Attorney General of Hawaii asked for what's called an en banc review, which means a larger pool of judges from the Ninth Circuit. They reheard the case. Oral arguments were back in September, and we're waiting on the decision, and as soon as that decision comes down, if George Young wins, and I suspect he very well might, the state of Hawaii is going to have to decide what they want to do. Do they want to appeal that decision up to the Supreme Court, or do they want to take the loss? And all across the Ninth Circuit, which would be Hawaii, California, Oregon, Nevada, Washington State, there would be a right to openly carry recognized by law.
The Ninth Circuit has not been known to be a bastion of constitutional law.
It has not. But this, again, is one of those areas where Donald Trump has made a difference. It's not quite parity. It's not quite even between the number of Democrat-appointed judges and the number of Republican-appointed judges, but it's closer than it's ever been. And the 11 judges that are hearing this panel, 6 of them were appointed by Republicans, 5 of them were appointed by Democrats. That doesn't automatically mean that we're going to get a good decision, but I think it certainly puts the odds at a greater favor for us than you're right, than we would have had in years past.
So the gentleman in Hawaii right now has won the case up until now. It's still pending in higher courts, but so far he's won the case.
Correct. Yeah, basically the three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit has said is that, you know, if you don't have the right to carry a concealed firearm, well, then you must have the right to openly carry a firearm. And that's a right that, again, the average citizen must be able to exercise. So I'm curious to see what the Ninth Circuit does, because they've kind of boxed themselves into a corner with their previous decision on concealed carry. But it's one reason why I think the Supreme Court is going to be very eager and very anxious to take this case if the state of Hawaii appeals this decision. If the Ninth Circuit comes out, and by the way, and reverses the lower courts and says, nah, they're open carry laws, they're fine. Well, then George Young can appeal this to the Supreme Court. And again, I think the prospects would be very, very good that the court will take this case. There are a number of justices on the bench there that have expressed a desire to take these cases. But Roberts, as you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, he's been the real holdup. There's a lot of concern that Roberts may have drifted away from the majority in the Heller decision that recognized the right to keep and bear arms. But with Amy Coney Barrett on the bench, they feel like they've got, I think, a much stronger majority. They've got, even without Roberts, they've got, I think, 5 votes on, you know, generally speaking, in support of the recognition of our right to keep and bear arms. So I think that Barrett's really a game changer for the Supreme Court.
Well, I hope that Hawaii is using this win and exercising this right now. I hope that they're showing people that they can do this. I pray they are. I hope that people appreciate what's been done.
Yeah, the state of Hawaii is they're trying to claim that now they're allowing some people to get licenses, but for the most part, even with the victories, the effect of the law has been stayed, basically. So it's not taken effect while they're appealing. That's typically the case when we're dealing with, yeah. But, you know, I got to say, I mean, this really is a new day for Second Amendment litigation. We've got, you know, lawsuits that are challenging the bans on AR-15s and so-called assault weapons. Speaking of the Ninth Circuit, the Second Amendment Foundation just went to court today asking for an emergency injunction, because in California now, if you're 18, 19, 20 years old, you cannot legally buy a firearm, even though you're allowed under federal law to possess a gun at age 18. California has made it impossible for you to buy one. So Second Amendment Foundation is going to court, seeking an emergency injunction to allow 18, 19, 20-year-olds to purchase firearms. We've got lawsuits that are taking on those red flag laws that you talked about. We've got a red flag law that just took effect earlier this year in Virginia that's, a total abuse of due process and our constitutional rights. So, you know, each and every one of these things are being litigated here. And, you know, you're right. Joe Biden, he's got the bad for a right. So we can talk about that coming up.
Hang on to the break. Yes, folks. A lot more talk about it. You're making a phone call next time. How are you? Welcome to it. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield.
All righty, folks, we are back. And before we are going to have Bible study this weekend. It's coming Saturday, Lord willing, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us if you go to PastorButch.com. It's a website, PastorButch.com. Look for live stream over there and click it at 10:30 a.m. You'll join us in our prayer session and our testimony session. And probably sing a song or two or play a song or two. We're going to do a little worship before we get into the teachings. And, of course, then by 11:30, we get into current events and 12:30 Bible study. So I hope you'll join us. I mean, 1 o'clock Bible study. I hope you'll join us. And you can listen to us by calling on the phone. An easy number to remember. 641-741-2866. 641-741-2866. Now I want to say hi, before we forget, to a lady listening to this program in France. Bless her heart, she sends a couple donations already through Western Union. She's been a sweetheart to the ministry. Listens in France, and I won't say her name or anything on the air. I wouldn't do that. But thank you for being there for us. We do appreciate that. Also, the gentleman from Norway who has helped us also. Thank you for being there. I know that you live in different countries, but what happens in the United States, folks, does matter. It does matter everywhere. The United States at one time was considered the last bastion of hope for the world, and liberty for the world, freedom for the world, an anti-New World Order establishment, anti-socialist, anti-communist. Well, unfortunately, we've headed down the road to socialism longer than I've been alive, started with Social Security and other things before I was ever born. But it's increased dramatically over the last 20, 30 years. And when Biden takes office, folks, it's going to get much worse at much more rapid pace. As I said before, I'm not a Trumpeteer. Trump has done a lot of things to hurt this country. And that's a fact. I'm not going to get into that tonight. That's not the point tonight. But as far as gun control goes, Biden is going to make him look like a choir boy. If he gets what he wants to do, folks, we are going to be in huge, huge trouble. Now, back to talking to, I guess, Cam Edwards, discussing what's going on across the country, but also his fight right now in Maryland and working to go to the Supreme Court to defend what we call rights to the people in the state of Maryland, actually across the nation. And Cam, what's going on behind the scenes that we need to know?
Well, you know, I think right now behind the scenes, what we're seeing within the Biden transition team, they know that Congress is going to be really close. And depending on what happens with the runoff elections in Georgia, Republicans could keep control of the Senate, and that would stop Biden's legislative agenda. So they're already making plans to use the administrative powers and the powers of the executive branch to go after gun owners as much as they can. Biden talked about on the campaign trail about banning the importation of so-called assault weapons. you know, domestic manufacturers could still make them. He couldn't ban the production of domestically produced firearms without legislation. And even then, I think, again, we'd be talking about a court challenge. But he could ban the importation of these guns. And ordinarily, that might not be... It's still an infringement on our right to keep bear arms, but it might not be as big an issue because, you know, we could always go ahead and buy a Daniel Defense or something of that nature. But right now, Pastor, I mean, as you know, we've had record-setting numbers of guns sold every month this year since March. And the inventory is just not there. The supply cannot keep up with demand at this
point.
That's true. And so
guns and ammo. Guns and ammo both. Guns and ammo both.
Oh, yeah. You bet. So that would have a bigger impact on Americans and their ability to acquire a firearm than it might in previous years. But we're also hearing that the Biden transition team has reached out to the ATF and that ATF has reached out to the Biden transition team to talk about things like unfinished frames and receivers. These are commonly called 80% receivers or frames. The gun control advocates call them ghost guns because basically they're unfinished firearms that you can finish yourself. And because they are not considered firearms when you get them, they don't have a serial number, they're not registered. Hobbyists, you know, make these things, but there are also plenty of gun owners who say, look, I don't want the government to know how many guns that I have, so I'm going to build my own.
I totally agree. It's none of their business. It is none of their business what kind of guns I own.
Exactly.
As long as I'm not using them to commit a crime, harming anybody, stealing anything, it's none of their business how many guns I own or what kind I own. That's the whole key of government. Government has no business in our private lives, period.
I am 100% in agreement with you, Pastor, but they sure don't see it that way.
No, they don't.
So this is something that Democrats, Javier Becerra, who Biden just named as his Health and Human Services Secretary, he's the Attorney General of California. He got together with a couple of gun control groups a few months ago, and they actually sued the ATF, saying, listen, you've got to consider these unfinished frames and receivers actual firearms so that we can start keeping track of these things. And that litigation is still ongoing, but, you know, if Biden's inaugurated, and I suspect he will be, this is something that the administration, I think, is going to move quickly on. They're going to try to redefine these unfinished firearms as completed firearms. I expect that, too, is going to go to court. But in the meantime, you know, there are going to be a lot of companies that are really afraid to continue to do business while the government is saying we're going to prosecute you if you keep selling these products. So that's a big area of concern right now.
It truly is. And I've been telling people for years, a lot of years, buy what you can while they're cheap, guns and ammo, because they're going to disappear. Guns have disappeared because of legislation, because they're buying, but ammo is hard to find for popular calibers, really hard to find. I'm glad I stocked up on it years ago. You know, I really am. But for people, I don't know where you live and how your laws are in your state, but here in West Virginia, brother, we can sell guns to each other. There's no records kept. You know, who knows where it come from the first time? I buy from a neighbor or a friend that has some for sale. I buy because I want to buy for a gift or for myself. And so far, we live in a backward state. I know we do. Everybody says, well, you're the poorest state in the country. I don't care. I don't care about the wealth part of it. We're one of the freest states in the country, and I want to keep it that way. I like it that way. So, folks, it's up to you now to stand up with these kind of people, like the Citizens Committee for Right to Keep Bear Arms. Stand up with them and help them oppose these situations like you do GO or the rest of them. You got to stand up and say enough's enough. We're not going down this road. And, brother, when you stop and think about it, if people mean what they're implying they mean by stocking up on firearms and ammunition, if they mean what they mean, if they really mean it, now they're not just buying them for bravado, but really mean what they're buying them for. To the Second Amendment guarantee, it's to keep a free state. If they really mean that, there's no way Biden can overturn this nation. We outnumber them thousands to one. If the people really mean it.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I mean, look, this is why we talk about the importance of the Second Amendment. It's not simply so that if a tyrannical government ever formed, we could fight back. And the founding fathers knew this too. It's that the fact that we have an armed citizenry prevents a tyrannical government from forming in the first place, right? This is it's not just a case of emergency break glass. It's a preventative measure. Look, the National Shooting Sports Foundation estimates that by the end of this year, we're going to see around 9 million new gun owners. I don't know, every reason for every one of those individuals and why they decided this was the year that they wanted to start exercising their Second Amendment rights. But I assume that every one of those 9 million people bought that very first gun with the idea that it was not going to be a short-term rental that would be handed over to the government after the election.
I like think that.
So
I would.
I'm with you. Now, what we could talk about how that might manifest itself, because we've seen in states around the country, like New York State, for example, they passed a law back in 2013 called the SAFE Act. And it's a ridiculous law. It is so clunky and unworkable and unenforceable and unconstitutional. But one of the things that it did, if you owned a so-called assault weapon, you had to register with the state of New York. There were less than 10,000 that were registered in the state of New York, and it's estimated that there were close to 1 million that were owned in the state of New York. The state of New York also required that every pistol owner re-register their handgun with the state of New York, and the compliance, again, was just abysmally low. They actually had to delay the deadline because so few people had actually complied. They extended it another year, and then they just kind of quietly dropped it because compliance was still low, so they just quit talking about it. So we've already seen in states where some of these really draconian gun control laws have come into place that there is just it's not an ostentatious display of civil disobedience. You got to look for it to find it, but it's there. And I believe that disobedience is in our cultural DNA when a law that is unjust is placed upon us and we're told that we must comply. Americans throughout our nation's history have simply said no, we won't do it. And this country has become a more perfect union in those occasions when Americans have risen to the occasion and have stood up for their rights, even quietly.
Well, brother, it's the Antifa and BLM and all that we're raiding in towns and states like Oregon. That's very socialist and very leftist, we'll say. When they were through rioting, gun sales went up in those states rapidly because people saw they had no defense. So they kind of shot themselves in the foot in that direction. They didn't just carry the people away. They made them take a stand and buy firearms. And folks, no one, God help us, I don't ever want to use a firearm except that I've shot some deer this year in my own land or target shoot with. I don't ever want to. But I carry a gun. I'm called the pistol packing preacher for a reason. You can bet your sweet bibby when you see me out in public, I usually have a gun on my hip. If not, I have got one on me. But generally on my hip, I carry it where I go. I'm very far from being a dangerous individual. But I promise you, you attack my wife, you're going to face me. I may be getting old, but I'm still 6 foot tall and 262 pounds. I think I can take you. I don't want any trouble. I really don't. But no man does of any kind of character at all. No one wants confrontation unless you're insane.
Yeah.
But and neither does a rabbit. But you stick your hand in a hole to grab him and see what he does. They can kick and they can kick hard and they bite hard. A squirrel can too. Anything will defend itself because you pack into a corner and has no choice. So what we're saying to the politicians tonight is, and Biden, I know you're not listening, but if you ever were, we're just asking you to leave us alone. Let us live our lives. Don't be trying to force things on us that we know we can't live with, like a shutdown. People can't afford to stay at home and business can't afford to close and people can't afford to lose their jobs. Leave us alone. Don't try to shut us down on some kind of hyped up flu bug. That's all it is. You cannot vaccinate against a virus, people, because viruses mutate every day. Different topic, I know that for sure. But another issue is don't let them scare you into surrendering what you have in your home to protect yourself. Your duty as a man, especially, to defend your family, is biblical. Matter of fact, it tells you in Scripture, if you don't do that, that you've denied the faith, and the worst infidel. I just posted on News with Views, and maybe we'll check it out. She'll be up there any day now, Cam, an article entitled, It's What Real Men Do. I've written a few books. My last two are entitled. Words of Wisdom. Words of Wisdom. Instruction from God's Word, Volume 1, Volume 2. This will go into a chapter of the book. It's entitled. It's What Real Men Do, and that means defend the family. Now this is all biblical, and this will be on News with Views any day now. And I emailed it to my mailing list also. But real men. I'm talking about real Christian men. Cam will defend themselves and their families. They know it's their duty. They know as a man they must, or the Bible calls me effeminate. In 1 Corinthians 6:9, see, the effeminate man will not take part in the kingdom of heaven. That doesn't mean homosexual. The very next words of that verse means homosexual. Effeminate means soft and womanish men who tolerate things in their life they shouldn't tolerate. Brother, I'm not a mean person, but please don't lay a hand on my family. That's a fair request, isn't it?
It absolutely is a fair request, and I think that's where most Americans are, and certainly most gun-owning Americans. And you're right. You said something I think that's very important. We just want to be left alone, right? And ultimately, I mean, that's what the War of Independence was all about in the first place. We just wanted to be left alone. We wanted to manage our own affairs, and we wanted to have a seat at the table. And I think that is one of the reasons why you see the dissatisfaction with the state of politics in general right now, is that we don't feel left alone, and we also don't feel like we have a seat at the table. We don't feel like we're in control or have a say in our own affairs. And, you know, Joe Biden talks every day about wanting to be a unifying president. I just haven't seen much evidence of that, unfortunately. I think a unifying president would be a great thing, but you're going to make some enemies along the way, and it seems like Joe Biden wants to be—he wants to try to unify the Democrats and not try to unify the country.
Well, you know, that's been true. I can remember back as far as, of course, with the Clintons and of course Obama. Mm-hmm. Obama called more race wars than any president in the country, and obviously, we see this happen with every administration. If the liberals, I call them liberals for lack of a better word, if the anti-Christ group, and most Democrats are that completely, do get in power and they try to enforce laws that are against our Christian convictions, we have no choice but to stand up and say no. You know, one of the books I wrote, I put a statement in there. It's impossible for a righteous man, and those key word righteous man, to peaceably coexist with evil. It's impossible. Because you have to oppose evil. If you oppose evil, you make enemies, don't you?
Absolutely. Yes, you absolutely do. We are in for a fight here. By the way, I would say that I would go even further. I would say that politics itself is actually anti-Christ, because it seems that the politics that we experience today is you know, the complete opposite of Jesus' message of loving
Amen.
Each other. This is, you know, it really is a hate-driven a position that we find ourselves in hate.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Well, that's all right. You didn't. But the government wants to take the place of God now, and that's what we're seeing. They want to be our master from the womb to the tomb. Let's take a phone call from our town. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
This is a great topic. I tell you what. First of all, I think gun control's ended after what we had this year and what we had here in the city of Louisville with the Breonna Taylor riots here. It's time. I think people are waking up. First of all, the ATF, to me, they need to be abolished. They're run by the cabalists of the bankers. They're new, you know, they're gun grabbers under the banks, and a lot of people do feel that way. Anyway, you know, they're just a corporation. That's all they are. And, you know, the states need to handle their gun laws. You know, that's the thing. And I might salute to a lot of the sheriffs out there who are taking a stand to deputize people since we had these riots break out. If they come in their county, the sheriffs will deputize the citizens and say
yes.
No, because you come into my
yes.
county and cause trouble, they're ready. My
yeah, our sheriff here, our sheriff here where we
let's
live.
Let's honor those guys out there, Judge.
Amen. I agree. Our sheriff here in our county said that if this comes to this, we will call you. We're going to deputize or banning every man in the county we have to. And I appreciate that. I know in counties like in California, some sheriffs out there are not enforcing the idiots' health control laws out there in California. They're saying they're not going to enforce them. So this is happening across the country. We are seeing kickback. Praise God, we're seeing some kickback. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm glad I stocked up on him and everything because I had a feeling that something was going on. And
amen.
And now that people are waking up, I'm patient with people that didn't know this or apologizing to me and called me a kook for all these years or talking with me now. And so I give them a hug. I said, I understand. But you have to be aware what's going on and look up to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, out there because he'll guide you. He knows more trouble than what we know. He knows more than what we know, Butch.
Oh, absolutely. He already knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
Ephesians 6:12, that's where we're at right now with the New World Order.
Okay, good point. Good call, Chris. Thank you. Anything else?
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Folks, we have time for another phone call, too, if you hurry at 844-769-2944. And, Cam, what's the next step in your pursuit with Maryland? What's the next step?
So the next step, because this case is pretty early on, we'll wait for the state to respond, and then we'll have oral arguments before a U.S. federal judge. That should come at some point, I'd say, in the early part of 2021, maybe mid-2021. But in the meantime, again, the Second Amendment Foundation, you can find them online at saf.org. And the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, you can find us online at ccrkba.org. We're going to continue filing lawsuits around the country. We're going to continue challenging these unconstitutional infringements on a right to keep and bear arms. We're going to keep defending the Second Amendment. We're going to let folks know what's going on in state legislatures because gun control groups are coming back. They've got their anti-gun legislation that's filed. We're going to let folks know about good bills that are making progress. So we've got campus carry just filed in the state of Florida, and hopefully that bill is going to make some progress this year. So we're going to stay busy, and there is always room for more activists. Whether it's getting involved at the state level, whether it's if you're able to kick in a couple of dollars to help fund these lawsuits. We certainly do appreciate it. You can join the Citizens Committee again at ccrkba.org, and you can join the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org.
And if they don't have computers, a lot of them don't. Is there another thing called?
Yes, there is. Oh, you know what? You're going to make me look it up here because I don't have the number memorized. Pastor Bush.
Oh, my. That's
I
all
should,
right. Take your time.
Like I said, I'm new. So, yes, hang on one second here, and I'll get that number. I'll also get you a paper mail address as well.
Get a paper mail.
You're going to have to wait a second.
Write this down. We have to stand, my friends. We cannot blame them for what's happening if we sit back and do nothing. If we refuse to stand and be counted, the fault is not in the leadership or the politicians. It's in us. It's just that simple. Did you find the number yet, Cam?
I sure did. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So the number for the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms is toll-free 1-800-486-6963. And you can also mail us at CCRKBA, Liberty Park, 12500 Northeast 10th Place, Bellevue, Washington, 98005.
And folks, if you missed that address, call the toll-free number and get it. That's awful long, a short time. Call 800-486-6963. 800-486-6963. Do you put out news magazines or newsletters, anything to keep people updated?
We do. We've got the Polite Society podcast if folks still want to listen to a radio show. Also, we do news releases at the ccrkba.org. And there are some magazines available from the Second Amendment Foundation. I also do a daily show on YouTube called Cam and Company. Folks can look that up. And I'm the editor at BearingArms.com, which is a website devoted to Second Amendment news and information. That's my day job, so you can check that out as well.
Well, Cam Edwards, it's been a pleasure having you like my friend. Let's keep in touch, okay?
Yes, sir, Pastor Bush. I enjoyed myself, and hope you have a great evening.
All right. I'll talk to you soon again. Keep me informed what's happening. If you need me, call me and tell me what's going on with the case. I'd like to keep people informed on this, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you, sir. Have a good
night. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you, too. Folks, done with the last couple minutes here. And wow. Excellent job. Cam Edwards did an excellent job. And, folks, again, the number to call to ask for the address or ask questions is 800-486-6963. As you know, I've been a strong supporter of GOA, and I do like what these folks here are doing. Also, I didn't know much about them until tonight. Looked up online the other day, and I was really impressed what they're doing. So we need to stand up and be counted while we have time. I mean, folks, we are running out of time, literally. I mean, they're ready to crack down on the whole country again. If Biden is sworn in, that's still if. No one knows for sure yet. I don't know for sure. I've been told both directions from people that are supposed to be in the know. I'm not going to say any names or what they said. But we'll know real soon. Next Monday, they will hold the elections for electoral votes. We'll know next Monday for sure what's going to happen. If Biden gets in, there'll be another 4 to 6 week shutdown for businesses across country. People will be out of work as they were back in March and April. Are we going to tolerate it? Are you going to keep wearing the symbol of slavery? We call it a mask. You going to be a sheeple? You going to be like a lion and say, listen, I'm not doing this. We can't do this. I, for one, will not wear a mask. You say, well, what if they make you? Hey, what are you going to do? Shoot me and put it on my face? I won't care then. I'm not wearing a mask. If a business won't let me in, I won't go to business there. I'll figure a way around it. I already have. Driver's license for 12 years because of conviction in my heart and spirit. If I can do that for 12 years, I can surely get around wearing a mask. There is a way. Our Father provides a way, my friends. I went through road checks without a driver's license. I had speeding tickets without a driver's license. Not bragging about having a speeding ticket, but I did. That's just the way it is. Our Father provides a way if you'll stand. He will take care of you until your time on earth is finished. You must walk in that kind of faith and not walk in fear. If you're walking in the spirit of fear, I don't care if the spirit of fear of getting sick or spirit of fear of getting in trouble with the law, that's an ungodly law. You're walking in satanic power and in worship to Satan himself, because our scripture tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that he didn't give a spirit of fear or refused to walk in it. If you love him, by the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.